Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Priority government issues of the day would have to be trade negotiations with China and President Trump's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Our ag industry has been hurt because China stopped buying our products when President Trump imposed tariffs on a long list of Chinese exports. Now, he did that because China's trade policies are not fair. Someone needed to pressure China to clean up their act. Serious top-level talks are in the process this week. A positive outcome will do more to help lift our farmers and ranchers than any other single thing. After two bad years and the 2019 projections are not good, we need a lift. President Trump knows this. He also knows that with the presidential election coming up in less than 2 years, he needs a victory. President Trump has postponed any increase in new tariffs as talks continue. I expect to see a big jump in our sales to China as a final trade deal is hammered out, and the sooner the better. Issue number two. President Trump is in Vietnam this week, not a vacation. He is meeting with Little Rocket Man Kim Jong-un. We hear all this nice, friendly talk, but whether North Korea will back off from nuclear weapons is questionable. The fact that they are meeting in Vietnam just might suggest to the North Korean leader that his country might want to get on the road to prosperity and success that Vietnam chose after the war with the United States. North Korea is impoverished, while Vietnam has a thriving economy with business and industry just booming. Economy is growing at 7%. Vietnam still communist, but with a market economy, the country has global respect. Compare that to North Korea. All they have that might get your attention is their military marching. With all kinds of trade negotiations on North Korea and other countries thriving like South Korea next door. And you might think Mr. Kim would be smart enough to give up his nukes and join the family of nations. Well, let's hope that President Trump can convince him to do just that. Till next week, I am John Vrock from Washington.